Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ramirez kid last night for the Los Angeles Angels was a little bit mean to Jake Mariznick.
Yeah, you know, the one of the maybe aspects that maybe not a lot of people are talking about, I don't know, is that the guy who started the game for the Angels apparently grew up with Jake, played, was his teammate in the Marlins organization. So you're telling me this guy, because of his relationship with Jake, how does that go over in the Angels clubhouse? He didn't want to hit Jake because Jake's his buddy, so he left it up to the second guy to take the mound last night. That just blows me away.
This is so Sopranos, right?
Like, that they waited until the sixth inning for the guy who didn't have a stake in it to throw the beanball.
Like when Paulie says to Tony, like, I'll do the hit on Big Pussy Tone. I'll do it. No, you don't have to do it, Paulie. We get one of the lower guys. Nope. I know I've got a relationship with him, but I'll do it, right? Like, that's like the dude getting out of it because he's got a relationship, getting out of doing a hit on the guy. No, we'll get a lower-level guy. We'll get Ramirez to do it in, like, the sixth inning.
Right.
And I had changed the channel, Rich, because the game was not all that compelling.
Me too.
I had flipped over to watch something else, but I had my phone open. I had Twitter open, and all of a sudden, there's all these tweets about how Albert Pujols is bowing up to the Astros dugout, and there's people spilling out onto the field. I'm like, holy crap, I changed the channel at the wrong time. So I flip back over, and we saw the aftermath. BMAC, if you've got it, we saw the aftermath of this.
Fans have given Mariznick a rough treatment here tonight.
They witnessed the same thing we did.
Watch it. Mariznick gets drilled. And that on to start the sixth inning.
And that brings out the cheers here at Angel Stadium. No issue with Mariznick there. He got hit by the pitch.
Warnings to both benches immediately.
Well, if you're Mariznick, I don't think you're shocked that that happened here tonight. You don't see it as much in the game anymore.
Well, it used to happen. It used to protect your players. And now Albert is coming over to the dugout right now.
Right, because he was hearing some things from their dugout. The Angel players are all kind of starting to head towards Albert's area on the first base side. And now the relievers from both teams are coming out onto the field.
Yeah, a lot of people are barking in that dugout for the Astros. The bullpens are emptying right now quickly.
And there's a lot of finger pointing going on. Jake Mariznick, of all people, has turned into the peacemaker, which is nice to see.
Yeah. He's been telling his teammates, head back into the dugout.
Clearly, somebody was saying something, whether it's Spanish or otherwise. And Albert,
that's one person you don't want to get upset is Albert.
Yeah, the last part, that's what I wanted to make sure we squeezed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one person you don't want to get upset is Albert Pujols. Why? If I get him upset, you know what I'll do? I'll just walk fast and he won't be able to catch up to me.
Yeah.
Albert Pujols can't move anymore.
Couple of things, Sean. Number one, if beanballs are okay in Major League Baseball, and they are, that's just the fact. And Major League Baseball could outlaw it tomorrow if they wanted to. Hockey had a problem decades ago with third men coming in off the bench to participate in brawls. They cut that off completely by handing out very severe penalties if you come off the bench.
NBA too.
Right, exactly. So MLB could stop this if they had an appetite to stop this. And apparently, for whatever reason, they don't. They allow the players to police themselves. Number one, if beanballs are okay, if I'm an Angels fan, man up, Andrew Heaney. You're on this team now.
Heaney is the guy who was Mariznick's
starter,
old teammate.
Was Mariznick's old teammate. Okay. I mean, you're on this team now. And if the dander is that high and that up for that organization versus Jake Mariznick, I think it's weak. If this is the accepted procedure for him to wait for Ramirez to come in from the bullpen to nail Jake Mariznick in the sixth inning. Number two. Anything shoulder or above is the epitome of completely uncool.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Just don't do that. And the control these guys possess, I'm never, ever looking at a situation like last night and thinking to myself, oh, he just missed his spot. No, you don't miss your spot by that much. You intentionally throw for the lower half of a batter if you're intentionally throwing at him, which he clearly was. And if you'll allow me, number three, because we didn't touch on this yesterday, it happened while both of us, I believe, were out. But the collision at Minute Maid Park with LaCroix 9 or 10 days ago, it was, at least how I saw it, it was all about unintended consequences. Because I truly believe that Mariznick was veering to his left to attempt a slide that would allow him to avoid the tag, and it just so happened that LaCroix had to move in that exact direction to field the throw from the outfield, and I don't think Mariznick meant to do what he did.
Yeah, well, and Mariznick's behavior from the time he made contact with LaCroix up until last night has been of somebody who is not only contrite about, like maybe even overly contrite. There's stories of Jake Mariznick. We can talk about this. Richard Justice is going to join us in the next segment, so we'll get his thoughts on this and trade deadline and so forth. But Mariznick reportedly, not even reportedly, we saw on the field, was super concerned about LaCroix. And then since then, he has kept in touch with LaCroix to make sure he's okay. For those who don't know, LaCroix, the catcher for the Angels, got put on the injured list. Because
broken nose, surgery. He'll be out at least 3 weeks.
He's going to miss a few weeks.
And so, that's the problem. That's why the retaliation. If he'd been behind the plate last night, I'm not sure it would have happened.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's a fair thing to wonder. But even last night during that, I don't want to call it a melee because nobody really started swinging, but just
disturbance.
The disturbance. Jake Mariznick, you heard the Angel announcers there recognizing it. He was being a peacemaker in the whole thing, telling his teammates to get back in the dugout. He's over chopping it up with Pujols on first base after the whole thing sort of settled down.
Right, and the guys, I believe it was Lance McCullers Jr. and Gerrit Cole, were among the most verbal and vocal in that little mini confrontation with Pujols. And here's the thing. AJ went off after the game, as much as AJ's ever going to go off. But he went off after the game, called it BS. McCullers called it HS. And just basically, I think we're talking about, number one, the retaliation being unnecessary because of the nature of the accident at home plate at Minute Maid Park. And number two, going high.
Yep.
And honestly, I think AJ, as much as said, they're going to retaliate. I expect Gerrit Cole to hit somebody in the butt in the first inning tonight. The warnings will be out, and that'll be it.
Okay. Well, the one thing I hope, Rich, because the amidst all of this reaction and amidst all of the anger and the energy surrounding this whole Mariznick thing last night, and
I know
the two
where you're
teams,
going.
The Astros need to win a damn baseball
That's
game.
That's right.
The lead's down to 4.5 games. They can't afford to be putting unnecessary runners on base. People forget with these beanballs, it's not just the bruise that gets tacked on to the person's body, the message that gets sent. The guy does get to take first base in this whole thing. And what I don't want to have happen is to have an overly officious,
don't help the Angels,
overly officious
yes.
umpire.
Well,
what Gerrit Cole does, and now all of a sudden, Gerrit Cole, one of the two guys who can pitch really good baseball for you right now in the starting rotation, yanked from the game.
I think it's extremely unlikely he'd be yanked before a warning was issued. Okay. I think if he hit someone, regardless. I mean, last night, Ramirez didn't get yanked, and he hit Mariznick up in the shoulder in a very dangerous spot.
But you bring up the point.
And it was clear retaliation.
It was clear retaliation, but I think if this umpiring crew is worth whatever they're paying them, they go into tonight with a very, very clear and defined set of parameters. Like, hey, guys, this is the deal going into tonight.
But and this is just me, but my guess is that they'll go into tonight allowing the one beanball.
Wow, do you really?
I do. I don't think there'll be zero tolerance. I think they'll allow Gerrit Cole to get it out of his system, and then everything will be, and the warnings will be issued, and the game will be played as per usual.
Okay, will they allow the beanball? Will they be specific as to what part of the body it can touch on? Will they say you're allowed one and it's below the rib cage?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I mean, because you just said, and I agree with you,
right,
there's a difference between beaning a guy in the ass and beaning a guy in the ear.
It's a world of difference. And oh, by the way, speaking about the ear.
That's my problem, Rich. If he happens to go high with the fastball,
oh, I know.
Does an umpire toss Gerrit Cole in the second inning?
Like I said, Gerrit Cole's got great control. Yeah. He can control making sure he hits the guy low. And then the other question, and we can talk to Richard Justice about this, Sean, is, if Mariznick had been tagged in the dome, took one in the ear, are the Angels fans still cheering a la Eagles fans when Michael Irvin might have broken his neck?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.